But speaking of artists and everything, we got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. And we're joined by Cassidy in the studio. Hey, Cass.
Hey.
So tell us all about the artist and band that you chose to interview for us this week.
Yeah, so I interviewed Glittermouth, and he was really fun to talk to. I really liked their music. I listened to, they have one song out right now, and it was so, so good. I absolutely loved it. It's definitely more like heavy, more like grungy. Mm-hmm. They called themselves Grunge Gaze, which I thought was really exciting. But yeah, it was super fun.
I absolutely love that. So I actually saw Glittermouth live at the Castle Theater in Bloomington, and they were in the same show that me and Kate saw. It was like along with Heaving and Harrison Gordon, and Glittermouth was one of kind of the more opening acts, and honestly, they were awesome. They brought the house down. They were so entertaining to watch, and honestly, we got so much to talk about, but you guys got to hear the full interview right here, right now, with Glittermouth on New Music Monday.
Do you want to just introduce yourself really quick and tell me like what you do for the band, what instrument you play?
Oh yeah, I'm Chris Bayless. I play guitar and sing.
And so could you tell us a little bit about that, about like, you know, the creative process behind your guys' first single?
Well, I kind of wrote a lot of the instrumentals before some of the members were in the band, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do with it. I knew I wanted to start a band, but at that point, I still didn't know if I wanted to be like the singer or not, or if I was good enough to be a singer. I've never done that in a band before. Wrote quite a bit of music on my own, but then Steven and Milo especially were like really pivotal in like making a lot of changes to make the song more interesting or just get me out of my own like box that I write myself into sometimes. But lyrically, I kind of went through a really difficult period of my life in 2022 and decided to put all these thoughts on a page and make them rhyme. And yeah, it doesn't matter what you get.
Great. So I saw you guys posted on your TikTok. You guys posted we're a grunge gaze band. Is that how you guys usually describe your genre of music?
Yeah, I would say like I love shoegaze and grunge music separately, and I don't really know of a better way to describe it. Like, I want to do a little bit of each. Like, I listen to a lot of bands like Super Heaven and Nothing, and I just kind of wanted to combine the two into one specific kind of sound.
That's interesting. I don't know if I've ever heard of someone doing grunge gaze before. That's new to me.
Hey, this is Chris from Glittermouth, and you're listening to our song Doesn't Matter on 103.3 WZND.
We'll be right back.
Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Yeah, actually, a week from tomorrow, we start a weekend run with a band from Fort Wayne, Indiana called The Holy Nothing. We're playing Fort Wayne on Friday, the 26th. The 27th, we play in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and then Peoria on the 28th, that Sunday.
Awesome. Could you tell me about your favorite memory from any of the shows that you've played?
Honestly, the last one we played, which was the Castle Theater in Bloomington, Heaving's record release show, was one of the biggest crowds that I've gotten to play with in a long time with any band. And like, we never hadn't gotten to play Bloomington yet. And like, from start to finish, everyone was, I don't know, the reception was just great. Everyone was so like stoked and just screaming and yelling their heads off every time we stopped playing a song, and made me feel really good. And it made me feel really good about what like myself and a number of other people are doing to build our music scene up in the Central Illinois. It just was like a really nice moment to feel like a lot of stuff come full circle.
That's great. Yeah, I know the Castle is always a super fun venue. People are always really hyped up there. It's really good.
It was my first time getting to play there, and it was very exciting.
Yeah, that's good. I would like to know, if you could collaborate with any band or artist, who would it be?
Definitely Deftones. To me, they don't do anything wrong. They're just a perfect band.
Yeah, I agree. Do you guys have any music coming out? I know you said you were working on some stuff. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we will be announcing it very soon, but we have another single coming out at the very beginning of May, and another and a full 5-song EP coming out at the end of May.
Awesome. And do you want to tell me a little bit about those projects, if you can give us a little sneak peek?
Yeah, so the song that we're coming out with at the beginning of May, we'll have a pre-save, and like we'll start talking about that next week, I believe. And the biggest struggle of this whole EP has been picking which songs are going to be the single, because we all think all of them, like nobody could agree, all 5 of them are like, they stand on their own so well. And then all of them will be coming out on an EP called None of This Matters at the end of May.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Again, thank you to Glittermouth for being our local artist interview this week. Cassidy, tell me a little bit more, like how was it interviewing and stuff, and like what was the process like?
It was really fun. I really enjoyed it personally, because that definitely is like different than the music I usually listen to. So It was exciting to be able to hear like about how, you know, all of these songs were like kind of made, like, you know, in like their creative process and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was really exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah. And when I saw them live with Kate, I mean, they were awesome. They kind of remind me of like dad rock, but heavier.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the vibe I got from them. It's kind of like Nickelback, but like heavier on steroids, like kind of just, I don't know, like deeper.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait for them to release more stuff. I mean, this first song that they come out with, that is crazy for a first song, because it is so good already.
Right. It sounds like they've literally just been in the scene for years. And now they're just like putting out their very first song. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait to see from them in the future.